Someone told you knee pain is just getting older? They were wrong. The Joint Relief Institute offers fast joint pain relief covered by Medicare. Call 708-888-0000, as in zero pain.
It's time for the weekly warnings from the Better Business Bureau and their president and CEO, Steve Burness, joining us. And let's start with something that we talk about a lot, Steve. How to identify a fake website. Good morning.
Good morning, Bob. Thank you so much for having me today. Yeah, fake websites are increasing, and I think consumers really need to look at the website or URL before they click on that or go directly to Google and make sure you find the website you want directly. A lot of these fake websites have, domain names that are really close, maybe a couple of characters off or a number off. So it's imperative that you do the research of them. And usually it's better to go yourself to find the website than actually going through links that you get from your friends or ads on the side of your computer, because as you know, the scammers can buy ads just on the top, Bob, and it makes it look like it's a verifiable source, but it actually isn't.
Right. It's so hard sometimes to figure that out, because as you say, the scammers make it look real, don't they?
They do. In the old days, Bob, it used to be that you'd have bad grammar, and it wouldn't look pretty, the pictures, but everything they just copy and paste now. So you really can't tell a difference. A lot of consumers have come to the Better Business Bureau only in telling about their complaints, and they said they really couldn't tell a difference, and they couldn't distinguish, and they just clicked on a link. So a lot of time the scams, Bob, as I've talked to in the past, about 56% of the complaints that come in are from consumers who had no intention of buying off that website. So that means, Bob, is they're not doing their due diligence. They're just, clicking that ad on the side and just click on it, but it could be a scammer. So you have to do your research, not only in the website itself, the URL, making sure, but also the company behind it with the Better Business Bureau, because it could be a fraudulent company as well.
Yeah, and so many times they use a domain name that's very, very close to a real business, or there's one spelling error, right?
Yeah, it's usually that's how it does, because consumers see it, and that's it, and then they realize it could be just one character. It could be an A added, extra A.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how these scammers bank on that, that you don't look at the URL.
Look close.
Yeah. Right.
Tell us what's going on with renters and property owners getting hit by fraud.
We're hearing a lot from consumers throughout the city that there's these basically listings that are fraudulent. So what it is somebody either breaks into a vacant apartment or foreclosure, and then they try to rent it or lease it to somebody, and they move in, and then a few months later the sheriff is kicking them out because they were scammed by somebody else. So it seems really unusual, but it's not, Bob. It's a lot of cases are coming to the city and other organizations as well as the Better Business Bureau.
Mm-hmm.
These scam artists are really getting brazen. I mean, they really break into vacant buildings and replace the locks. Mm-hmm. And before you know it, they have these lease agreements, and they ask you for cash. But you can't meet the landlord for some reason. There's always some, tip-off to rip-off, Bob, is that the landlord's out of town or out of the country or something like that. But we can handle it, or just mail it to this address. And there's always something a little bit unusual, or the price is way low. Mm-hmm. And it offers too good to be true.
Beware. And also, a lot of people buy pet insurance these days, and they need to be careful, don't they?
They do. There's not scams out there per se, but there's a lot of different coverages, like any other insurance company, Bob. The big print giveth and the little print taketh away. And what I mean, there's just so many different types of plans out there that you can purchase for your pet. And actually, it's always better to get insurance early on when the pet is young and doesn't have that pre-existing condition clause in there. So you really have to do the research. There's many different plans, and you got to get to know the different plan types. Different plans offer different levels of coverage, accident only, accident illness coverage. Some don't offer both. So it's really, if you want a comprehensive plan, it's going to cost you a little bit more, but a lot of consumers think they're covered for it, and then when they take the dog in, that they realize that, the page 16 says you're not covered for this specific condition. But,
right.
It's just like any other insurance. You got to decide how much coverage you need, and, and compare prices and plans. Do not go with the first company that you see or first insurance company and check them with the Better Business Bureau, see what their track records are.
I like that big print giveth, little print taketh away. Did you just think of that, Steve?
No, I've been using it for 35 years. I've been a big part of the BBB.
Steve Burness, President and CEO of the Better Business Bureau. And for more, BBB.org, correct?
Yes, our website is BBB.org. Come to us, look at the website beforehand, and we can find businesses that you can trust, and look for the sign of the Better Business Bureau, the BBB seal.
Thanks, Steve. Talk to you next Thursday.
Have a great day.